This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 18 August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Haifa. Jerusalem remains calm, making it an ideal evening for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Jerusalem Post reports at least 6 killed in an IDF strike on a Gaza City cafe targeting Hamas commanders. Also, earlier today, Maariv reported that a meeting of Nukba commanders in Gaza was attacked by the Air Force, eliminating several leaders. Also this hour, Times of Israel states the U.S. is considering a major troop withdrawal from the Gulf, following recent conflict with Iran. Separately, JNS reports that Iran fired ballistic missiles at the UAE, targeting maritime shipping and prompting air defense alerts in Dubai. And finally, Forward details a heated California Democratic primary, where an IPAC-backed candidate faces a progressive Israel critic. Here's what people are saying online. The UAE's Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced just minutes ago via I-24 News that all trade and financial transactions with Iran have been halted following Tuesday's missile attack. Eve Barlow, a journalist, posted recently about her experiences with The Guardian, criticizing their decision not to hire her due to her Zionist views. Al Arabiya English reports that, according to the Israeli Prime Minister's office, Syria was close to breaching security agreements by allowing Turkish troops at a bombed airbase. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in Gaza City, the Jerusalem Post informs us that the targeted cafe was believed to host Hamas commanders planning attacks on the IDF. This operation is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's military leadership. The strike adds tension to the already volatile situation in the region, with potential for further escalation. Turning to the U.S. military presence in the Gulf, according to the Times of Israel, the Pentagon and CENTCOM are assessing American deployments in light of Iran's recent aggressive actions. This reassessment could lead to a significant shift in the balance of power in the region, affecting U.S. allies and adversaries alike. Meanwhile, today's report from JNS on Iran's missile launch towards the UAE highlighted increased regional instability. The missiles targeted maritime routes, underscoring Iran's intent to disrupt trade. The UAE's response, particularly in defense coordination, could influence future diplomatic alignments in the Gulf. The California primary, as reported by Forward, reflects the growing influence of international politics on American elections. With AIPAC's financial support shaping the race, the outcome may signal broader shifts in U.S. policy towards Israel and the Middle East. On the economic front, first, KTEK reveals that Israeli politicians are increasingly using AI in campaigns. A study shows 12.7% of political posts since late July employed AI, impacting voter engagement strategies. Separately, Maariv Business warns of a new fraud method targeting Android users. A seemingly routine call from a supposed bank representative can lead to significant financial losses within minutes. And finally, Ynet Business profiles Alice Walton, the world's richest woman. Her investments focus on American art and education, showcasing the diverse interests of global billionaires. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.